Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Beth Miller.
In the previous episode, David and I discussed a 64,000 square foot high school project in Lubbock, Texas. If you missed that episode, be sure to check it out. In this episode, David is going to walk us through a recent project that incorporated one of ISC Logic's moisture mitigating admixtures. So, David, tell us about this project and where the project is located.
This project is over in Wichita, Kansas, and it was exciting for me to go over there. Wichita is essentially the capital of the general aviation world. So I decided to fly my plane over there for this project as it was going. And so this is actually a hangar space. With the hangars in these locations up there in Kansas, with the general aviation manufacturers and ancillary type businesses, charter companies, they utilize different floor coating systems for the surface of that concrete. So it was quite exciting to take a look at the facilities there and then to be, utilizing the concrete in this first project.
So now the project itself covers 100,000 square feet. So how much concrete was required to cover that much ground, and how much admixture went into that?
Yeah, that was just on that first phase. And actually since then, I believe we've done three or four more phases to this facility there. And then also surrounding facilities at other airports in the Wichita area. But going to the 100,000 square foot, it was a thicker floor slab because with there's different requirements for weight, et cetera, that one may have with airplanes, traffic coming in. So that was definitely more concrete than you would say have on a school project or a healthcare project. So it was right around 2,500 cubic yards and or about 10 yards per truckload, 10 cubic yards per truckload. So you're looking at about 250 truckloads just for that 100,000 square foot there. And as far as the dosage rate of our product, we're dosing on average there close to about 2/3 of a gallon per cubic yard. On a project like that, we utilized right around 1,600 gallons of our product that was utilized for this project.
So were there any challenges that you guys were up against there?
No, not really. Actually, it was pretty quite simple. You know, we sent the product up there. The ReadyMix company utilized it. Andell Ready Mix, we met with them a number of times and we're on the project in a couple stages when they were placing the slabs. So the slabs were placed, of course, first in this kind of setting, and then the hangar building was built, on top of that slab around it. Sometimes you'll see in vertical construction, hospitals, healthcare, stuff like that, they might not place the ground slab until some part of the structure is placed. In this case, they don't do that. They place the slab first and then they build a structure around it. So other than, I think, your normal ambient conditions that can affect the curing of the concrete and placement for that day, high winds, heat, et cetera, during the summertime when it was placed, may have an effect, but the concrete contractors are well-versed on what to do to resolve any issues that might arise. So
now what did the time frame look like for the slab completion?
These slabs were placed pretty quickly. And so it was just within a few days that these slabs were placed, essentially whatever the concrete contractor could keep up with, what they wanted to work with per day. Of course, then the structure went up around it. So slab completion was just within a few days. I think most of the coatings then were applied, after the building was completed and climate control, et cetera, within about 60 days after the placement of the concrete.
Let's talk about the importance of the moisture control within the concrete itself for the flooring installation process.
In this case, it wasn't, a floor curving resilient system that you might put down in a school or something like that. This is more, the liquid two part systems that you might see in even healthcare facilities. And airports, hangars, et cetera. More of a high-end floor in this case for a hangar. A lot of times you'll just see polished concrete only. These were for very specific purposes in with these facilities. So this is the floor covering coating that they chose. It was very susceptible to moisture and pH. Actually, the project team had issues with moisture and pH control in the concrete previously. And then that's why they chose this process. And the process has been working for them successfully now. And that's why now this project team utilizes our product and process on a regular, consistent basis with their hangars and facilities there using our MVRA 900 product.
Do you know what product they use to actually coat the slabs?
I know they have about three different product spec, and I'm not sure exactly which product they use specifically for this one hanger, but I know it's it definitely has a very high tensile strength, PSI strength, to withstand that heavy traffic from airplanes and movement and assembly, et cetera.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the project?
I think that's it. I look forward to doing many more hangers up there and give me an excuse to fly my airplane back up there and take some job profile shots.
So what kind of airplane do you have?
I got a Blanca Super Viking. It's a little four-seater retractable gear. Gets me to point A to point B a little bit faster than driving.
How long have you been flying?
Oh, man, I soloed when I was 15.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, then got my private license at 16 and then went on from there with other different certifications and rating. So I'll now review my age a little bit. So I've been flying for over 42 years.
Well, I know where I want to be if the world ends. I'm running you down, David.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for joining me. This was great.
Thanks, Beth. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
So be sure to stay tuned for more Concrete Answers with David Sealand.